November 9th, the hard way. Have you ever driven over the speed limit? The command posted on these signs can seem far below the comfortable driving speed. And besides, who gets hurt if you stretch it a little, right? Have you ever regretted this choice? Maybe you took a curve too fast, hit a patch of ice, or couldn't stop quickly enough to avoid hitting the car in front of you. Suddenly, these warning signs make sense. But we chose to create unnecessary damage before recognizing this truth. Well, the same can be said for God's commands. The life of holiness God calls us to can seem dull and restrictive compared to the self-gratifying activities promoted by the world. So why are these guidelines so important? Today we'll hear from David, a man who can tell you exactly why. But he chose to learn this lesson the hard way. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
I started doing drugs when I was 14. I dreamed of being a rock star, doing as I pleased. Then I joined the Navy, where a buddy taught me to play the guitar, feeding my dreams. Drugs distorted my perception, and I began hating others, then life in general, including myself. My mom tried to tell me Jesus was the answer, but I rejected that idea. Drugs kept me dissatisfied when I got out of the Navy. I moved around, changing jobs, chasing women, whether they were married or not. One irate husband beat me senseless for my adultery. I had formed a country rock band for which I was lead singer when a buddy with a drug habit broke into the trailer I was sharing with my two friends. He killed one of my friends and attacked me with a sledgehammer while I slept. I fought back, but he smashed my jaw, my knee, my collarbone, and my cheek before he smashed my skull. Doctors were amazed that I survived. Because my larynx was crushed, they said I would never speak again, let alone sing. I knew God had spared me, and when I went home to heal, I went to church with Mom and prayed to receive Christ. The Lord delivered me from drugs and even restored my ability to sing. I'm David Christian, and today I'm married, and my wife and I write and sing songs of praise to Jesus who set me free.
King David says in Psalm chapter 19, verse 17, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Friend, what we must always remember is that God, being a good God, has given us laws that help us to align with His character. This means they are for our good. They are not a test of our piety, strength, or determination. Rather, they help us avoid the destructive and devastating pitfalls of Satan, if we will only listen before we pay the price. So will you listen to this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.